W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. U.S. Navy and Coast Guard ships and Navy divers are working to retrieve every piece possible of what the U.S. says was a Chinese spy balloon shot down by an American warplane yesterday off the coast of South Carolina. Urging an investigation into whether the Chinese military may have made the decision to launch the balloon without input from Chinese civilian leaders, former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Admiral Mike Mullen.
One of the questions is whether the right hand knew what the left hand was doing inside China.
Mullen on ABC's This Week. It may have been a bad wheel axle that caused 50 freight train cars to jump the tracks in East Palestine, Ohio, say federal safety investigators. That's an initial assessment based on two videos. Police say an 82-year-old woman was pronounced dead at a rehab and nursing center in Port Jefferson, Long Island, was taken to a funeral home. And over 3 hours after being pronounced dead, she was breathing. Medical folks not clear on what happened. This is ABC News. Russia may launch an assault this month to achieve strategic goals in time for the one-year anniversary of its war in Ukraine, says Ukraine's defense minister, Olsky Reznikov.
Kremlin wants to reach strategic goal as minimum to control administrative border of Lugansk and Donetsk district. It's their crazy dream.
No agreement yet, though discussions are reported ongoing between the Biden administration and Republican lawmakers on raising the debt ceiling before the June deadline. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Republican demands for spending cuts.
This is not a decision or a negotiation about how much to spend or even how much to borrow. This is about whether the United States pays its bills. And we always do. We've done this dozens and dozens of times under Democratic and Republican presidents. And there should be no question.
Democrats say there was no issue under President Trump about raising the debt ceiling. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lierley helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
ditches lined and low. It's not quite the same. A sweet sound to sing as far as it goes. Wearing black for Rome. I tried the glasses on, but they didn't fit. I'm not accustomed to you, but if it did, let's call it Rose, let's call it Anne. Let's call it Rose, let's call it Anne.
Madison's Bon Scorpion. That is Grievous Angel here on Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker here with you till midnight throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. Go to civicmedia.us, grab the app, or check out our podcast. Before that, we heard a double shot from Sky Urchin to open Max Inc. Heavy. That was a song, Rose, and their brand new one before that to open everything up with Co Alone. Let's see, we got plenty of stuff coming up tonight. Some Brainerd, some Kudasai even, the takeaways, and of course some Last Crack at 11, Essential Last Crack at 11. Right now, let's keep it going. This is Dog's Blood, Underground Wards.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Do you ever feel Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah.
Sigh. That is Rainy Day Radio. Of course, that features Butto from Last Crack, and we'll hear Essential Last Crack at 11, so stick around for that. Coming up, we'll have some Rap Bat Spider, The Takeaways, Damsel Trash, Lo-Fi Killers. We got it all right here on Max Inc. Heavy.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. U.S. Navy and Coast Guard ships and Navy divers are working to retrieve every piece possible of what the U.S. says was a Chinese spy balloon shot down by an American warplane yesterday off the coast of South Carolina. Urging an investigation into whether the Chinese military may have made the decision to launch the balloon without input from Chinese civilian leaders, former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Admiral Mike Mullen.
One of the questions is whether the right hand knew what the left hand was doing inside China.
Mullen on ABC's This Week. It may have been a bad wheel axle that caused 50 freight train cars to jump the tracks in East Palestine, Ohio, say federal safety investigators. That's an initial assessment based on two videos. Police say an 82-year-old woman was pronounced dead at a rehab and nursing center in Port Jefferson, Long Island, was taken to a funeral home. And over 3 hours after being pronounced dead, she was breathing. Medical folks not clear on what happened. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We are the
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Trash. That is Feelings Are Boring from their 2014 album Soup for Sluts. Before that, the Takeaways, End Up Here, and Rat Bat Spider, We Are the Horror. Welcome back to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker, here with you till midnight. We have a bunch of stuff coming up, including Pachinko, Cold Black River, Essential Last Crack at 11. But right now, let's listen to this is a relatively new band, a duo. Some young guys from right here in Madison. This is Lo-Fi Killers with Chained. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
We'll be right back. I'm Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. We'll be right back.
All right, Pachinko, Cold Black River before that. And we'll be back with Last Crack.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.